Sunday, I'd have to crank it by hand. He takes skin up all the time with back them days, oh, they, most of the roads were little old three-path roads. Wasn't no highway. But they didn't need no highway.
Just walking paths.
Walking paths.
Horses.
Horses and buggies. I remember auction cars.
They use those much around here?
Well, they used to there, but they don't no more.
I don't think I've ever seen one.
You have never seen a cow hooked up to a cart?
Seen plenty of
cows. Well, there been many years ago, I was in Thomasville. Went to Thomasville, and I seen a man down there with a cart.
Must have been awful slow going.
It was slow going. And it, long back them days, most people down there traveling by foot. You know, unless they owned a mule and buggy, a horse and buggy or something like that. As far as I can remember back, my daddy, we always owned our mules and horses. So.
Great Scott, you'd never get out of this.
Well, people didn't make these long trips. Did they come a wagon over or something like that and just take feeding off of them stock and carry along the camping outfit and night of kitchen, maybe. Yeah, I know my wife's daddy driving from Berlin up here down to St. Mark's in the fall of the year, go down there and fishing on Jim Barrel of mullet. He'd carry my wagon over and he'd take him down plenty of provisions to last him about a week. He'd be going about a week.
Mullet, is that salt fish they used to sell? Now I can remember salt fish when they...
And he'd go down there and he'd, like I say, carry feed enough for his mule. For about a week's trip. Take him a week to go and go. And then he'd go down and get him a barrel of fish, dress him, call him down, last him all the winter. As long as he stayed in that brine, it's just as good as it was and put him in there. But of course, you'd have to take him out and soak him. Maybe overnight, eat him. Soak him over day as one of them for supper. You done him. Many times. I ain't remember back in them days. And them people all done their traveling, mule and buggy. Of course, I don't remember too much about the oxen cart time. I've seen oxen go, I didn't drove oxen. But back then, my daddy was a young fellow, there was lots of oxen.
What differentiates an ox from a cow, a bull, or something?
Well, it's all the same thing, just you take them, pick one up and train
him. Oh.
Break him just like you put a mule or a horse.
That's
just
a regular
cow.
Have to be pretty good size, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Take a good sized cow, you know. Just have to take them on train them just like you do a horse or mule. Yeah, I've seen people use them in the woods, you know, snagging logs. All like that. A cow can go where a mule can't stand up. Way back before the pretended to say machinery come around, you know, they use oxen to get the logs out of the woods. They had oxen that set up in a wet swamp where a mule can't go.
Is there a swampy area around here?
Yes, pretty swampy in places. But now then, they got different ways getting down there. That oxen is too slow now, maybe.